Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, April 6th, 2022. I'm Rich Strappolino. Google announced a new AI architecture called Pathways Language Model, or PaLM, a 540 billion parameter model designed with few-shot learning to reduce the number of task-specific training examples needed to adapt the model to a particular application. Google claims it outperforms other AI language models and average human performance in benchmarks, with notable performance understanding arithmetic and common sense reasoning tasks, as well as generating explanation of text, including jokes. The researchers say PaLM is only the first step in our vision toward establishing pathways as the future of ML scaling at Google. Uber will add trains, buses, planes, and car rentals to its app in the UK. The company will partner with providers of these transportation services, building software integrations to let buyers buy tickets within the app. This will start with Eurostar train bookings, with flight integrations coming later this year. Uber says it plans to investigate integrating hotel bookings as well. Twitter will test an edit button within Twitter Blue Labs in the coming months, saying it began work on the feature last year. In other Twitter news, developer Kevin Marks detailed a change in how Twitter displays deleted tweets embedded on third-party sites. Previously, these embeds would preserve originally unformatted text, but now show a blank box with no content. Twitter said it made the change to better respect when people have chosen to delete their tweets. Amazon has signed a deal to launch up to 83 satellites for its internet service called Project Kuiper. Partners in the launches include Arian Space, United Launch Alliance, and Bezos' own Blue Origin. Project Kuiper expects to launch two prototypes this year and eventually deploy 3,236 satellites over the next 5 years. Plex announced a beta for a new discovery feature, which aggregates content across streaming services into a universal watch list with recommendations. Users select which services they subscribe to in settings. Some versions of the Plex app can then redirect you to the streaming service app. Plex Discovery supports up to 100 streaming services, including Hulu, Disney+, Netflix, Prime Video, HBO Max, and Peacock. AMD confirmed that a bug in its GPU drivers changes the settings of Ryzen CPUs in BIOS without permission. Some users reported seeing auto-overclock CPUs, and AMD typically warns that overclocking CPUs voids its warranty. The company said it will share more information on the bug soon. Epic Games officially released Unreal Engine 5. The release includes the Nanite geometry system that scales gracefully and maintains frame rates with objects that have millions of polygons. Lumen can automatically adapt to game conditions like time of day or a character's light source, like a flashlight. Lumen was used in the Matrix Awakens tech demo. Other changes make work easier for developers, especially when developing open worlds. Intel suspended business operations in Russia, saying it implemented business continuity measures to minimize global disruptions. The company suspended shipments to Russia and Belarus last month. Anker launched a Kickstarter for its AnkerMate M5 3D printer. Anker claims it can print up to 250 millimeters per second at its default settings out of the box, up to 5 times faster than competing printers. It also includes a webcam to monitor prints in progress, with notifications if it detects prints have gone awry. Early bird pricing starts at $429, with Anker expecting retail units around $759, shipping in September. Dropbox launched an open beta for Dropbox Shop to Dropbox Basic, Plus, and Professional plans after testing it in private beta last year. This lets users create product listings for digital content directly from Dropbox. The company also added the option for tipping on storefronts. Currently, Dropbox doesn't take a percentage of transactions. Eufy announced a new IP67-rated security camera, the 4G Starlight camera, which includes an AT&T 4G LTE modem to transmit footage. It also includes GPS to help recover it if it's lost. It gets around 3 months of battery life on a charge, and there's an optional $20 solar panel to keep it charged. The camera itself costs $249, available April 15th. Developer Max Seelman noticed that the Disney Plus iOS app sent a notification that he was opted into a price increase with the subscription service. Apple's developer documentation states that customers must manually agree to new prices through a consent sheet or the subscription must not be renewed. Apple says this behavior is part of a pilot test for a new commerce feature it plans to launch soon. Peloton announced the Peloton Guide back in November, an AI-powered motion tracking camera that monitors workout routines. The guide is now available in the US, Canada, the UK, and Australia for $295, down from the pricing announced back in November of $495. Peloton also offers a $90 optional armband heart monitor that works with the guide. Microsoft announced a redesign for File Explorer in Windows 11 with support for pinned files and tabs. The company also announced new security features for the OS. Microsoft Defender's Smart Screen will detect if you're entering Microsoft account information into malicious apps or phishing sites, and Smart App Control will use AI and code signing to ensure only trusted apps run on a PC. No word on when any of these features will roll out. Google Maps will roll out support for estimated toll costs across nearly 2,000 toll roads in the US, India, Indonesia, and Japan this month. The app will also show more street details like traffic lights and stop signs when navigating, rolling out to Android, iOS, and car platforms in the coming weeks. And finally, Apple announced that its Worldwide Developer Conference, aka WWDC, will take place June 6th through the 10th. This year's conference will be online only, though there will be limited opportunities for some to watch the opening keynote at Apple headquarters. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.